Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about improving your community's economy. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rachel Carter, Mississippi State University Extension Service Community Development Specialist. Rachel, what are some problems that many of our smaller towns and communities are having with generating visitors, strengthening their economy, and just regular development of their town?
Well, Amy, in Mississippi, it's not very unlike any other state in the United States, and a lot of times rural communities and even urban areas have trouble maintaining roads, keeping their businesses looking good, creating jobs, generating revenue, and it's a very common problem, but there are tools out there that can help people solve the problems that pertain to your community in particular.
So there are several steps that we can take. For example, knowing the difference between developing a community and the development of an existing community. And we should always figure out what our issues are, such as, is there too much crime in the area? Do we have bad road signs, broken stoplights? Talk about figuring out issues.
Well, the first thing you have to do is think about, okay, well, what is community development? And it's basically a process of moving your community forward. And there are two parts, development in community and development of community. And development in your community would be, for example, picking up the trash on the streets or renovating a building. But the development of the community is the key piece to making it sustainable and something that really builds and grows your community. And that's the relationships that are formed whenever a group of people that don't normally interact with each other rally together around some common issues. And that brings us to exactly how do you identify the issues and how do you solve problems. And it's a matter of getting a group of people together in your community and saying, what's important to us? Where do we want to be? And what are some of those reasons why maybe we're not where we want to be? For example, if you think that your local businesses are not doing well enough in the community, how do you find out what is actually preventing them from succeeding? Do you have a lot of crime in the area? Are people afraid to shop in those local businesses? So that would be your issue. Once you know what the issues are, then you can figure out ways to actually address those issues.
What are some examples of things that any town can do ideally? You know, if you had the ideal situation at hand, then what are some things that you could do to improve your town, such as restoring historic buildings back to their original grandeur, cleaning up roads, things like that?
There's lots of things that communities can do, and sometimes they cost a lot of money, and then sometimes they might not necessarily cost a lot of money. So you have to think about, okay, well, what are our issues, as I said before, and then think about what kind of resources and unique things that you have in your community that are maybe not being used to benefit the community. For example, maybe you have a really strong local artist population. Maybe you could utilize that group to actually start some kind of a community event or maybe a youth development program centered around the arts. And that would be something that actually you might in turn use to prevent crime. For example, if you have youth that maybe are the ones that are committing crimes or things like that, maybe getting them involved in a positive activity to where they can utilize their talents would be an example of a community development process to actually grow that community, because businesses want to locate and open in communities that they feel like they can be successful in.
Of course, and venues for hosting events and retreats, that can be done in pretty much any community, right?
Yes, things like that can happen. A lot of times a community may have facilities that are going unused, or sometimes there may be a community that does not have a facility that they need to actually host events and things like that. But we've shown through a lot of our programming over the years that even the smallest towns can do something.
Right, because a lot of times businesses and organizations like to meet at a town that may not be super busy, may not be highly populated, and they may need a place to retreat to, a quiet town to host meetings and events. Are there any resources that Mississippi State University Extension Service has to offer guidance?
Yes, Amy, we do. And if you're interested in things like this, you can visit the Center for Government and Community Development with the Mississippi State Extension Service. And there's always events and programs that are available that can help you grow tourism. They can actually help you improve small businesses and really help foster that whole community development process that you may need to take place in your town. A lot of communities say, okay, well, we know we have issues, but we don't really know exactly what they are or why our town is not what we want it to be.
So we can just Google the, what would we type in the search bar for Google?
Well, you can actually just type MSU Extension Service, Center for Government and Community Development, or you can go to MSU Cares and search under Government and Community.
Today we've been speaking with Rachel Carter, Community Development Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.